Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and, well, it's time to...
Are you ready?
It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. As he... You're doing...
That's some,
me. You're doing domestic duty right now?
I am doing domestic duty, but, I know we're pre-recording this, so it might throw people off, but
yeah.
There's a lot of Valentine's preparation going on right now.
Yeah, well. Valentine's is, I've been married for a while, so not so much on my end.
Right.
So what do you got planned?
I am going to cook a nice dinner.
Right.
I am cleaning a little bit and got a couple gifts.
Okay. For me, Valentine's Day falls on Tuesday, which is Pizza Tuesday. So I'll be getting pizza like I do every day, except this will be called Valentine's Pizza.
Will it be at least be in the shape of a heart?
I don't know if they can make that. I haven't even asked that. I could ask
them. It's 2023. They can make anything.
Well, yeah, but anyway. So, today, with my man Zeke, and you have an appreciation for a fine pistol. You like custom guns?
I do. I only have a couple of them, but definitely have an appreciation for them.
What kind of custom guns do you have?
I got three. I've got the SIG Custom Shop Scorpion P320.
Okay.
I've got the SIG, and some people may go, that's not a custom gun. Well, it kind of is, because, I mean, they do mass produce it, but it's a high-end P320. I got the X5 Legion, and then I've got the CZ TSO Orange decked out race gun.
That's a nice gun. That's a really nice gun.
Oh, it is.
That's a really nice
gun. It is.
So, I mean,
I still want to put it head-to-head against the Staccato, though.
Okay. So we'll have to work on that. So with the why do you like custom guns? I mean, is it because they eke out a little more performance out of them? Because they, one of the things I've seen about some custom guns when I look at them, they all look cool. But I wonder how much function you get out of that with the coolness when you get it. And what do you think about that?
Some yes, some no. I've seen some that are like, that is the coolest looking gun I've ever seen. And you don't even have to fire around. You rack the slide and you're like, oh, God, that is horrible. but it's cool looking, dadgummit. Then there are a lot out there. Like CZ does a really good job with their custom shop stuff, with their TSOs. That what's the high end one? Is it Checkmate?
Yeah.
That thing is, that's one of those where you shoot it, you rack the slide, you just feel everything about it. You're like, yep, this is a $3,000 gun. Then there's other $3,000 guns I've had and I've not owned, but I've had in my hands and I've shot. That you kind of go, why is that a $3,000 gun?
Right.
Because I just don't get it. I mean, yeah, you did some cool machine work on the slide. Nifty. what else is cool about this? Because other than that, it's a stock Glock.
Right. With some guns, like there's ground up custom work like Staccato, because they make the double stack lower and everything that was an STI thing that they started with the 2011 concept. That's a ground up custom gun. There's other guys that start from the ground up and build a gun completely from scratch. And then there's the modifiers, the ones that take the gun that already exists and modify that. And I find that the modified guns get a whole lot less love than the ground up guns for some reason. Have you found that to be true?
I do. And I think a problem with that is what we were talking about is the machine work and the making it look pretty, but they're not changing springs. They're not doing anything to the trigger. They're not putting a different barrel in. They're not doing anything to the internals of the gun that actually make it work. But they just made it look cool, whether it's with a Cerakote job or machining the slide. Well, what happens is one person sees that, and forever, gun modifiers, they don't do anything to make the gun better.
Right.
But they don't give the ones a shot that actually do. So, talking about custom guns, a fascinating thing to me is where, like a Staccato, right? They're from the ground up, customized. I mean, it's top notch. There are other companies that have done that, and they've been the top in their world for years, but then they go to the mass market, and they fall apart. Maybe I don't talk about them, but, you know, it starts with a K and ends with an Ember. Kimber, when those first few years was the most flawless perfection when it comes to 1911. And then they started mass producing. And it just kind of, Kimber's not what it used to be.
Right.
And that's sad to me because, you know, there's a lot of people who see the Kimber name and they could never afford one. Well, now they can afford one and they go to buy a Kimber and they're like, it's all right. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're good guns, but they're not what they were. So, you know, there's a lot of that too. You know, people getting into that really high-end market thinking they're getting something special, and maybe the company was high-end in the beginning, and then they kind of fell off a little bit.
Right.
And so then they're burnt on the customizers there too. So there's lots of things that can lead to people getting kind of burnt on those.
Yeah, I can see where that would be. Like, I think that may be generational too. I think the longer a company stays open and something, you know, they've got to go through people and, you know, who the people they started out with that were like the geniuses that put everything together, and they were like, okay, they were superlatives within their field. Now they, you know, they've moved on or something, or they've been promoted up through it. Now they're trying to bring somebody in to do that for them. And very, very, very hard shoes to fill, I think, in some cases.
I agree wholeheartedly.
But I got a delivery last week from a modifier of some pedigree from Terran Tactical Innovations, and I got two copperheads, as they're called, and one custom carry. And but I have some history with them because I also have their stock John Wick package on a Glock 45. And one of the things that struck me when I posted pictures about these is a comment. And I want to talk about that when we get back. MGS Trade School. That's where geek. We're geek. That's where
geek.
Geek Stout. Geek Stout works at MGS Trade School. He's the guy checking you in and giving you the plastic cups as you go in. No. That's where Zeke plies his trade. This is where he will help you reinvent yourself. And he'll do it, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg, but you will have a trade when you emerge on the other side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's not often that you can get out there and call one of your sponsors a geek on the air, and then he leaves. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am my guest right now is Zeke Stout, as this is the Geek Out with Zeke Stout segment. And I was talking about these Terran tactical guns I got, and there's some people that just don't like Gucci Glocks. What do you think about Gucci Glocks?
I am a open-minded person.
Okay.
And, I, you know, if someone is pro-Second Amendment and they want to get the Louis Vuitton logo coated all over their gun, I could care less.
Sure.
You know, freaking go out there and be a proponent for our cause, and I'll back you all the way. I might giggle and bust your chops behind your back, or maybe even to your face.
Right.
but I don't care if it's a functional firearm. Now, there are some firearms that people get decked out and stuff, but, you know, would you really train with that? And they don't understand, too. This is the other thing about Gucci Glock, you know, whether it's just, you know, painting it a cool color or getting it fully decked out with the, you know, run and gun kind of outfit. Would you carry it? And that's what I always tell people when they ask me, you know, oh, should I get this, you know, $3,000 1911 and carry it? Well, let me just tell you something. Yes, there is a less than 1% chance you will ever have to use your sidearm in a defensive situation.
Right.
I get that. But if you do, and you fall into that 1% where you have to use it, your $3,000 gun is going to be in a police lockup for at least a couple of years, maybe forever, if you're lucky if you get it back. So, I mean, for me, I would rather carry something less than $1,000.
Right.
So, but as far as shooting, competition, chase queen that you take out and you shoot and have a blast with and, you know, show off to your buddies, heck yeah, I'm all about it. And if you've got the money where you can carry that, it doesn't bother you if you lose a $3,000 gun, okay, go for it. I don't care. But I don't care. I like them.
So the thing with Taryn's gun, and I did not realize this because I've been sort of spoiled over the course of time. I've had guns from Salient Arms, I've had guns from Agency Arms, and the Glock is out there and it's called Glock Perfection, but some of us really like a little bit of grip reduction to make it a little flatter on the back. So that means you're already getting into the modification part of it. You're gonna shave it down and all this other stuff, and it takes a deft touch to do that and actually reduce the grip a little bit.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And because you can actually punch a hole through it while you're doing it.
Oh, absolutely. It's not that thick.
Yeah. So that takes a little bit, but then I have all, you know, besides them shooting really nicely, I've often wondered, where is the percentage? So I had an occasion where I was shooting a Taryn Tactical Innovations Glock 45 in the standard John, which is not the fanciest one, by the way, but in the standard John Wick configuration, which is basically just a Gucci Glock, but is the type that they call it the JW because people understand that and they'll order it. So I've got that, and I'm pulling the trigger on that. I also have a stock Gen 5 Glock 19. And I had the camera set in the same position, and I had it set at the same degree of zoom, and I was doing slow motion with it. And I'm shooting both of those guns. And then I something caught my eye because I'm watching, and, you know, in slow motion, I'm catching the fireball coming out.
Right.
So I'm looking at the fireball, and something catches my eye on this, and I do screen grabs of both of them at the same part of the fireball. And with the Taryn Tactical gun, that gun has already cycled and come back into battery when the fireball is where it's at in this frame. With the stock Glock Gen 519, it is still in motion. As a matter of fact, it has just finished coming back, and you can see it in the blur going forward. So this gun is cycling faster. It has a better trigger because he's got a Timney trigger in that they put in there. The slide is lightened to a degree, and the grip is improved. And with that, I can just drive, you know, draw a smiley face if I want to. And that's when I realized what he was, because I'd never been able to do that with the other two companies. I don't know why. Because you look at it and say, well, there's only so much you can do with a Glock. You cut holes in the slide and do the lightning cuts and everything else. But he's, you know, Taryn Butler is a competitor with a bunch of world championships under his belt. I'm sure he's figured out what works for him. He's got Bob Vogel working for him, who can stack shots with one of his guns. And I mean, it's I'm very interested in shooting these three guns I got, but one of them I've been carrying on a regular basis just because of what it is, which is a Glock 26. in the custom carry configuration.
Okay.
But yes, I'm going to carry it. I'm going to carry it. I also got a Glock 17 and a Glock 34. I do have holsters to where I could carry both of those, and I may do that. As a matter of fact, I probably am going to do that, because what, the other thing that they do is it lightens them up.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a Glock 19-sized Poly 80 that was built by Ace Firearms, and it holds 15 rounds, and he's put an optic on it and a compensator, and, I mean, it's quite the affair. It's got a lot of flashlight on it. And when I put the same things on one of these, on the Glock 34, which holds 17 rounds, well, Taran's actually holds 22. So with a 22-round magazine in there, the Taran tactical gun is still lighter than my son's Poly 80.
Now I'm going to pose another question, and this may be something that has to take us into the next break.
Yeah.
But the next question is, does the upgrades, do the upgrades, I took English in Tennessee, I can't help it.
Okay.
do the upgrades to a Taran Tactical or any other of the customized Glocks make it better to the point in a defensive situation where it's worth carrying a 2,000 or 3,000?
I think I can answer that.
Okay.
In a little bit of time. I think that if you're coming up and you're gonna because it's lighter, it's gonna be a little faster. And it's gonna be in percentages. It's percentages you're looking at, and single digit percentages. I think you're probably gonna be faster on the draw. Now, if you have to engage multiple opponents, the Taran tactical gun smokes the standard Glock. Just smokes it.
Okay.
Especially if you have one of the ones that are actually set up like the copperheads are. Because the copperheads are, they have a very narrow steel. But you know what? We'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll see if I can talk my way out of this without calling
you. You thought you could do it, but you couldn't.
Yeah. Well. So anyway. So Zeke is the man at MGS Trade School, and at MGS Trade School, you can get the bedrock, the foundation of doing the things we're talking about. This is where everybody starts. All of these superstar gunsmiths, they all start somewhere, and MGS Trade School is that place for you. And in some cases, I know where it would save you up to $55,000 to reinvent yourself at MGS Trade School. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update.
We are preparing for what will likely be an historic snow event.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey on a storm that could dump 2 feet of snow on the region. About 550 flights into and out of Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport have been canceled or delayed today. There's word that a plane carrying 10 people has crashed near the airport in Little Rock, Arkansas. It happened in a big storm, carrying winds of more than 40 miles an hour. President Biden's flying home after telling leaders of Eastern Europe it's more important than ever that NATO nations stay together.
Not just for Ukraine, but for the freedom of democracies throughout Europe and around the world.
Before leaving Poland, Biden also said Russia suspending the START nuclear arms treaty is a big mistake. Vladimir Putin says China's leader will visit Moscow soon, this coming amid growing fears that China is helping Russia with weapons bound for Ukraine. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Zeke Stout as we geek out with Zeke Stout. And you were asking me, is there a discernible difference in the Taran tactical gun versus the stock gun as far as shooting, right, in a self-defense situation?
Yeah. Is the extra couple grand going to help you in a defensive situation?
Well, for me with Glock, it comes down to grip reduction. I have punched way too many things with both of my hands. And my fingers, because of the grip angle with the Glock, my trigger finger is actually coming down. When I'm trying to ride it as high as I can at the beaver tail, my trigger finger is coming in a downward angle and going diagonally across the trigger face. With a flatter grip angle, it doesn't. So when they reduce the grip a little bit, I gain a few, maybe 2 or 3%, if we're going to quantify it, a few percent better grip and purchase on the gun and on the trigger. Coupling that with the trigger that they put on it, which is lighter, right? It's a Timney trigger. It's a competition-type trigger, but at the same time, it... It lends itself to shooting the gun fast, and it lends itself he's got a really good front fiber optic on the front and a really good blade on the back as far as the sight's concerned. Good fast acquisition, good contrast between the two to where when you stick it out there, you're going to get it. Some of the things they do, like I was getting to this with the copperheads, the guide rod is different. I'm actually going to interview one of the project managers on this tomorrow and figure out why they do some of the things they do. Because with the John Wick guns, what they do is they've taken a Glock Gen 5, and the way they sped it up on that cycling was to adapt a Gen 3 spring and guide rod to that gun, to that frame, to that slide. And that makes it faster. The combination of making the slide lighter and having that, you know, arguably the Gen 3, everybody looks at the Gen 3 and is like, that's the gun to have. So.
So, there is, I've never been in a defensive shooting situation.
Okay.
I've never been in combat. But I've trained with a lot of people. And, you know, there's a lot of people that come from the mindset of if you haven't been in those things, you shouldn't be training anybody or giving advice on firearms. But to them I say, to them I say, okay, do you take martial arts and jujitsu? Well, yeah. Does your jujitsu instructor get in street fights every day? No. Okay. Well, then you can teach a concept, right? And I can teach, I can give it, you know, little thought processes without saying I'm an expert. But I am an expert in biology. That's my degree then. Right. And that's what I'm going to go with. So in biology, when a stressful situation happens, the adrenaline response causes all of the blood to flow to your heart and your brain, your two most vital organs. In that process, that blood goes away from your appendages. Your fingers then turn into jelly. Not only that, your eyes go to tunnel vision, right? So any little added advantage you could get with the firearm to help those aspects, I think would be worth it. If it's a heavier trigger and you need a lighter trigger, there's some legal stuff, legal gray areas you want to play or get, you know, stay away from there. But, you know, if you have some night sight to make you see better, if you have a red dot to make you see better, there's lots of things to improve a firearm to help you in those situations to where I would say, yeah, it'd be worth it. So yeah, agreed.
Well, I mean, it is very important to me to, when I'm throwing rounds downrange, I want to put them where I want them to go. And with some of these guns, I can do that better. Now, 1911, 2011 guns, I can do that all day. All day. I can write my name in cursive with a 1911. I may be embellishing that a little bit.
But where a 2011 has fixed some of this stuff with 1911 malfunction.
Say when
you start getting a lot of RAM. You know, have you ever trained with, you've trained with a 1911?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Inherently, there's something about that platform. I don't know if it's the all-metal aspect or what it is, that after you're putting a few hundred rounds in training, you start to get stovepipes. You start to get malfunctions, unless you've got, like, a high-end one. But if you just got one off the shelf, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. I've never been to a training where someone trained with 1911 and they did not have a malfunction of some sort during the training.
Right.
And we all know what our old buddy James thought of 1911. But, you know, the 2011 has kind of, from what I understand, has kind of fixed a few of those. And I've heard of people going through long, you know, week-long trainings and never having a malfunction with some of the Staccatos.
So I think well, that has, first of all, Sean Alexander, I think is his name. He's the chief gunsmith there. And he trained with Joe Chambers under Bob Marvel. And
okay.
I think some of the problems that happens with a 1911, like you were just talking about with Kimber, is that they don't do a proper slide fit and they don't do a proper barrel to slide fit.
Right.
And so as you, they want you to fire the gun 500 times to grind it down to where it functions a little smoother. And those guys actually figured out what the slide fit is. At Staccato, Sean figured out that, okay, I need to be at least this tight and no looser than this in these tolerances when they started putting the guns together, and they stay within those tolerances. So the gun does not make itself deteriorate as you pull the trigger on it when you have a good slide fit. It's already where it needs to be. Everything is set and tuned to do that. And I think that's plus you know, when you start talking about barrels and some of these traditional 1911s that have these feed ramps and everything else on them, some of the original design, you know, I mean, I carried one in the military when I was for quite a few years, qualified expert each and every time with it. When you talk about tolerance, I could have taken and you could shake that thing and it sounded like a castanet. I mean, it had some wear. I'm sure this thing saw service at Iwo Jima. I mean, it had been with the Army for quite some time. It was made by Ithaca. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think with the ones that actually spend a little time in the slide fit and the barrel to slide fit, that's where, because that comes out optimal already, and it's they controlled the way the fit is at before they let you have the gun. Now, you're not out there, and it's not based on the ammunition you're shooting and how hot is it, how light is it, and all this other stuff. And everything's uniform, and everything stays that way, and that's why. I mean, the Staccato sort of changed the game as far as that platform was concerned when you're talking about malfunctions or lack of.
Sure.
So, I guess I'm going to have to call Mr. Pignato because it sounds like you need to get one just to see for yourself.
I do. I've actually got a call with them this week.
Okay. Okay. Well, so, I mean, tell them that we talk about the gun all the time. I mean, this is what that's what it's about, is publicizing and everything in there. I mean, one of the things that I like about what you do, and we'll, as we talk our way into the break, one of the things that Zeke is trying to do with MGS Trade School is start looking at things like the specialty gun, like the Staccato, and incorporate that kind of know-how into the curriculum at MGS Trade School. Mm-hmm. As you go there. And seek to reinvent yourself, and you can do it.
I got something cool I want to talk about with that too.
Okay. Well, we're coming up on we're about to be in the next break in the next 12 seconds. So we'll pick that up when we get back. MGS Trade School, MGS.edu. Save a lot of money there. You will save a lot of money there. Talk to a kid that wants to go to school. He's going to get $60,000 to go to school to do this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Zeke Stout as we're geeking out over custom guns. You said you had something you wanted to talk about. I guess this is within regards to MGS.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm going to start doing for the students here pretty soon is like a video curriculum segment for them on how do you work on that kind of thing. And you and I have talked about it before. And just having unique guns, staccato, while CZs aren't unique on the low end, but have some of the high-end CZs in there, maybe even Turan Tactical, get some of their stuff to kind of say, how do you work on these as a gunsmith? If somebody, because, yes, most of these custom shops want you to send the gun into them, but let's face it. You got to cater to the lowest common denominator, and there will be people that don't read the manual, that don't listen to instructions, and they're going to walk in with a $6,000 Turan tactical gun to a gunsmith and say, "How do I work? Can you fix this for me?" And there's some gunsmiths that won't understand some of the tweaks and the custom stuff in it. So I'm going to start doing a video series for the students on how do you work on that kind of thing for some unique stuff out there. So that's going to be kind of cool.
That'll be a leg up, too, because I would imagine most of these gunsmith classes or gunsmith schools, do they even address that kind of thing? Because, like, say you've got, like, you compete with that CZ, don't you?
CZ and then the SIG X.Lesion.
Okay. So when you're in a competition and if something does go sideways with one of those guns, you got to get it back in the competition, don't you? You got to figure out how to correct whatever the wrong is and get it back in not back in the fight, so to speak, but back in contention. And so right. You have to know what to do, how to do it, how to look for it, how to troubleshoot it, all these other things. Do they have people on site to help you with that at competitions?
They don't always. Sometimes I've been to one where they did, and I've heard of people having gunsmiths at a lot of the bigger competitions. But I think it's something where, you know, as somebody that's trained in via gunsmith, they can look down that avenue and it could be another revenue generator for them. Of course, you're not going to sit there and charge each guy as he comes up to your table and you work on it, but you negotiate something with the people that are putting on the competition.
Well.
And then the parts and stuff come out. Yeah,
right.
They need to pay for the parts. But
we should really get like the gun now in, like at the Olympics. Or at the Super Bowl. Do you know who shows up at the Olympics or the Super Bowl?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
a lot of people show up at both of them.
So the one thing about the Olympics and the Super Bowl, though, is that it's all visual. They're either taking pictures or they're shooting video.
Right.
So Canon and Sony and Nikon, they always show up with loaner cameras and mechanics that know how to work on the lenses and mechanics who know how to work on the bodies. So if you're shooting with one of the high, like a Canon 1DX Mark II, which is a $6,500 camera body, and then you've got a $2,500 lens on it, they have that sort of concierge service there for you. You, if you're having an issue, you can go to them, and they'll actually loan you a camera. And one of the things that I've been wondering about with these gun competitions, and, you know, like a three-gun competition, you always got a shotgun. They're always semi-automatic, right?
Yep.
And most of them are probably Benelli or some high-end brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Handguns are going to be probably some variation, unless it's specifically striker-fired, but some variation of a hammer-fired gun in a lot of cases with the single-action trigger, very hard to beat in competition, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the center-fire rifle is going to be some sort of an AR.
Mm-hmm.
So why couldn't we have, like, you know, a little station there where they, you know, have loaner parts and everything else? Like, if you have some issue with the gun or something, or if you shear off a locking lug or something while you're competing, you know, as long as they know what guns are there, they'd have to be prepared. They can't, and I guess that's probably where the problem comes in because of the variations in equipment. Would you think so?
Well, I think there's the variations, and there might be a lot of people out there that don't want to take on that liability too. Because, I mean, if Canon is loaning Canon parts, it's kind of easy. If you've got 20 different gun manufacturers out there and you may only have 10 branded parts and you think, oh, well, this Remington sear will fit into this Kimber sear and it'll work. I think it'll work. Let me see. There's a lot of liability involved in that. So I think that might be an issue too. But I mean, as long as the competition is bearing the burden, I guess that would be something that could be doable, too.
Well, I just think it would be that would be a thing where you could take the students of MGS Trade School out and let them get a little hands-on, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Like, couple them with the gunsmith that we work with in that area and then just kind of make it all happen. I think that's a great idea.
That'll probably
be. In fact, I'm putting it in my notes now.
Well, I mean, I look at that, and I mean, this is where you're taking a gun. The hard thing for any gun, as far as I understand a gun and the way it runs, is how does it handle the heat?
Yeah.
Because they're being run hard and fast. They're outdoors, so there's dust introduced into it. You've got the metal expanding and contracting and expanding and contracting. And I'm sure everything out there is designed to do all of that stuff. But at the same time, you are going to, I mean, have you ever been in a competition where nobody had a problem?
I don't think I have. I was one of them. I had my first squib load ever in a competition with that CZTSO.
Oh.
That was scary.
I can only imagine. But the thing about this, the whole point I'm leading up to this is that I think in a lot of ways the good thing about custom guns is that in time a lot of those, like if you look at the P320, it's got front serrations, it's got a textured grip, it has a more ergonomic grip already built into it. It has a lot of things that used to be considered a custom touch already built into the gun. As even Glock now has front serrations and a little bit better trigger, and they changed the texture. So I think all of this technology that develops with these custom guys, these Frankenstein guys that get out there and take the gun and chop it up and turn it into something more that it could be, I think it in time it sort of trickles down. Although the one thing I've always wondered about Glock, for example, is why don't they have a performance shop? Or do they just look at all these, the Terran Tacticals of the world and say, oh, they're the performance shop. We don't have to do that. We don't have to mess with that. It'd be an interesting question to ask if we get a hold of them.
Well, and that's a good question because, you know, Harley has their upgrades for Harley motorcycles.
Sure.
Indian does the same thing. But then there's also custom shops out there, too. And I think the Harley customization stuff started coming because so many custom shops were out there for motorcycles. So I think it might be something where they start to open their eyes and go, hey, I mean, Sig's doing it. Their performance, or their custom shop, that Scorpion I got is a Sig custom shop. Smith and Wesson kind of does.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've always done performance guns. They were doing them back in the days of the four digit number series guns they had, the 4509, the 1009, all those. I loved some of their stuff that they used to do. I just wonder about Glock, and I guess that's why we have Gucci Glocks. But anyway, I've got Gucci Glocks now that I'm going to be testing, and I do think they have a real world application. And if you're in a position to get one, and you get it, you could carry it because it fits in all the holsters and everything. You carry it concealed. Nobody's going to know you got a custom gun. But anyway, let's take this moment. MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. I talked to a young man the other day. He wants to go from South Carolina to Colorado and go to a gun school in Denver. The tuition alone is $25,000 for 14 months, $25,000. And then you got to factor in meals and travel and lodging and I don't know. I would hope he would entertain himself a little bit. You're probably looking at about $65,000. Would you go with that?
Not when you can go to us for less than six.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can save $60,000 by going to MGS. Start at MGS.edu. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.